Day 36 of hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag.
Boy, so here we are for day 36 of hashtag 365, like I say, and you know, back in the game. I said yesterday that I was going to get back on it, and I have gone back on it. Today's been really interesting. I was yearning for some crisps earlier today, but you may remember that I've reset my default to the fact that I don't eat crisps, and I haven't eaten any crisps since resetting that default a while back. But I did really have that kind of hankering, and I found myself, you know how the kind of the food addiction lure works, before you even know what's going on, you're sort of in a newsagent's looking for something to eat. And I was like, what am I doing in here? I know, I don't want crisps, I don't eat crisps, I can't have crisps. So I was looking around at other things to eat, like some sort of insatiable tiger. And I looked at these little pack of peanuts, and I thought, when was the last time I actually bought in a shop a pack of salted peanuts? And then I remember thinking about all that Primal Cure stuff we spoke about. Remember stuff we spoke about earlier on in the podcast? And about how it's good to eat more, like, less processed, kind of more natural foods. And obviously peanuts are processed. They've had salt added, they've been roasted, etc., etc. But pretty much, you're talking a little bit of sunflower oil, some salt, and then it's just the peanut that's been roasted, right? So it's not like it's gone through some mad process. So I thought, well, that'd probably be better for me. How delicious are salted peanuts? I mean, it's an absolute revelation. They are quite calorific. I think the little tiny 50-gram bag was like 350 calories or something like that. But they're good calories. It's good fats. It's good protein. So, yeah, pretty stoked on that. And it was the kind of an end to a sort of slightly rocky day. And I think this is all kind of, you know, wrapped up in whenever you're trying to make meaningful change in your life. There's always going to be someone, there's always going to be something that tries to drag you down. You know what I mean? It could be an event or it could be a person. And there's a person in my life, I'm not going to go into details for obvious reasons, but there's a person in my life who I just feel like is always trying to drag me down. You know, and I was talking about it with a friend at work, about this person. I said, oh, you know, it just gets to me. They're always like sniping. It's always like a little comment or, you know what I mean? They can't just be happy, like, for me or big me up. They always have to, like, be trying to tear me down all the time. It just gets really boring. Do you know what I mean? And my mate at work, Lucas, he said, Alex, just don't give them power. Don't give them power. Have you got time in your day to give emotional energy to someone that wants to tear you down? And I thought, do you know what, Lucas? I don't, Lucas. And then in the back of my mind, I thought, I'll just save it for the podcast later. Which is what I'm doing right now. And I think there's a lesson in that for me, just to kind of, when you're doing something like this and trying to make meaningful change in your life, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of headspace, you know. And you don't need those sorts of people in your life, those sort of people that are telling you, you know, you can't do it or you can't do this or making little jibes and snipes at you. You just don't need them. Just don't give them the emotional energy. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to remember that. But anyway, so like today's been good, been putting everything in my fitness pal, been absolutely ruthless about it as well. Tonight, my wife and I are getting a takeaway, but I'm going to be really clear about it. I'm going to make good choices. I'm not going to get any extras or any stupid sides. I'm just going to get some lean meat, some rice and some salad, stick to it. I know that's about 700 calories, which is quite a lot for a single meal, but well within my boundaries for the day. So yeah, just being really good. Another thing, talking about toxic people, another thing I want to talk about, in fact maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow so that I don't blither on all like for ages and ages today, is social media. I wrote an article recently called Trojan Horses, which you can find on my website actually, alexbakerman.com. Have a look on there and have a little read of this Trojan Horses article, because I'm going to be talking about it in more detail tomorrow. I think, like I say, when you're doing something like this, when you're trying to make meaningful change, you need to remove those toxic elements from your life. And I found myself recently more and more on social media, and it is not making me happier. So yeah, gonna have a little look at that as well. Oh, another positive thing. Oh, actually, I should allow for calories for this. I think I'm gonna open some open some bubbles in a minute, got nominated for an award today. It's nice, isn't it? A Music Week award for one of the radio shows that I do. So thank you very much to the guys at Music Week. It's very, very, very nice of you. Maybe I should put this in for a podcast award. Do you reckon anyone would vote for it? I don't know. It's just you and I, really, isn't it? Just chatting nonsense, just me blithering away about my stupid life. Anyway, it's not all about awards. Got to get back to my diet. So have a lovely evening or a lovely day or whatever it is, however you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow for the next chapter, for the next day of this epic journey.